Hiya, gang, and welcome back to Ranger Chronicles. I am your host, Charlie Niemeyer. Today, we are watching episode number 17 of Power Rangers Operation Overdrive, Hammer Time, which has nothing to do with MC Hammer or Marvel's version of Thor, which is going to be interesting. So anyway, let's jump right into it, and we're going to do that here in 3, 2, 1, go! It's Hammer Time! It's the 17th episode of Power Rangers Operation Overdrive. It first aired on July 2nd, 2007. Written by John Telligen and directed by Vanessa Alexander. Who I believe is a first-timer on this show. Oh, they have noticed it. Okay, cool. For a second there, I thought they hadn't.
That's weird. I bypassed the main energy coupling and reinforced the firewall. That should have worked.
Allow me. It's all in the wrist.
How do you bypass a power coupling with programming?
The symbols on the Cyanomami statue seem to be a dead end.
What about this face with a circle around it?
What about the fact that he's holding a hammer and a cannon?
Every ancient relic, work of art, monument, it doesn't match anything on Earth.
Uh-oh.
It's not on Earth. Bingo. Face on Mars.
The jewels on Mars? We're going sci-fi, baby.
I don't think the jewels
You've
on Mars, Dax.
Already gone sci-fi?
To correct for the orbital flux, we get Mexico.
That's really high up on the globe, though. How did they get the Jeep over there? Well, I guess they could put all that in the big flyer, right?
Yeah, should be smooth sailing from here.
Dude, the background was not moving as she was driving. How did they find out? Anyway, she was driving. The camera was shaking, but the background was not moving. I don't think she was driving.
You guys never give up.
Say hello to our secret weapon.
Oh, a hat! Wow, big already?
At least he's not a mine. Those guys freak me out. Ready!
Well, Team Warfare, they get to stand together? That's awesome. Those things get there so fast, considering they're in Mexico. Granted, I guess technically they're supposed to be in the United States, so it's not that far, and especially if they're in California, but still. I feel like this is the end of an episode.
There's a slight chance of shower.
Oh, how did he know? Yes, I feel like that was the end of a... Oh, ha ha ha! But I still have a feeling that this was, the end of a... Oaken Silver episode. She's not going to be able to stay back, is she? Or if it would be easier. But if they morph, then we wouldn't have an episode, probably. Oh!
That's a nice hammer.
Hey, that is the Ninja Steel dad.
Perhaps I wasn't clear. Give me the hammer.
No! I don't care who you are. We still need it. You can have it back when we're done.
Wait a minute. You're the goddess Freya. I didn't recognize you in your disguise, my lady.
Freya? My name's...
Roddy, we need some help here!
I can help your friends.
Oh, he's gonna leave. Oh, wow, that worked. Amazing how it only worked on the bad guys. Oh, is it gonna say thunder every time?
You look taller in the movies.
But what about the mission? He promised he would give it back. Right, Thor? Right, Thor?
Uh-oh.
Our secret weapon is almost complete.
Okay, so that one's Kelson Henderson. Go with the green.
Not really.
Honor's overrated. God or no god, this is Italian smoked glass.
Servant,
some cake.
I weep for your parents.
Aw, this is getting us nowhere. I thought gods were supposed to be cool. This dude's a punk.
Freya. Why waste your time with these, mortals?
Come with me.
Be my bride, and we'll spend eternity together, galloping through the heavens.
Oh, that is a big fake ring.
I trusted you, and you made me look like a fool. I let down my team. Maybe I am a fool.
I'm a fool.
I can't just... He doesn't have it. Where is it?
I've got better lines than that. I'm not even a god.
True. Probably need the hammer, right?
Not a scratch.
Just as I suspected. We need Thor's hammer.
Ronnie will get it back. She's pretty smart, you know?
Please. The fate of the universe rests with that hammer. Name your price.
You offend me. As a god, I have everything.
Almost.
guess we'll have to think of another way to get the jewels off the Corona.
The Corona Aurora? The jewels of the gods? Why didn't you just say so before? I'd be happy to help. Just
tell me where they are.
Uh-oh.
What's wrong with this thing? I want that jewel!
Okay. Kind of funny.
Why is Thor, the god of thunder, acting like a greedy little baby?
The real question is when he breaks the rock. Is he gonna give us the jewel? I'm gonna go out on a limb here and say no.
Oh, maybe it's Loki.
Think I was gonna sit on the sidelines, did you?
Kinda hoping.
We kinda hoped.
See? Finally, some intelligence is being used. Man, she gets really energetic when she's morphed. What's happening? I think this is the real Thor. There he is. He-Man uses a shield like that. Back in the day.
Two Thors are too many.
He's an imposter.
Drop the act, Loki.
I was right.
It's Loki, the god of mischief. You tricked me.
Okay, technically, I never said I was Thor. I just said nice hammer. It's a common mistake. Oh, hey, come on. You know me. I'm a kidder. Look, it's Odin, father of the gods.
Really? You guys are idiots.
I can't believe I gave the hammer away.
It's not your fault, Ronnie. It could have happened to any of us. We'll get it back.
Literally, just depends on who, writing the script.
The only thing he's ever wanted more is the goddess Freya.
Oh, how I wish Loki would come for me. He's so handsome and so smart and so...
So happy you changed your mind, darling.
Wow, that's not very good special effects, but okay.
Why the change of heart?
Well, before I thought you were Thor, that muscle-bound lugnut. But now I know it's really you, the brilliant, cunning Loki. My heart aches when you are absent.
You forgot devastatingly handsome. But don't fret, I forgive you. I have returned.
Subtle acting there.
What's wrong, my little love whistle?
I want nothing more than to marry you. But I made a promise to Thor that I would work with these mortals.
That is a problem.
If only we had something to offer Thor in return for my release. But what?
His hammer. I'll give him back his hammer. Then you and I can spend our honeymoon basking in Valhalla.
Good idea.
Before we do this, I feel it wise to remind you that a commitment to a god cannot be reversed. You will be forever bound by your oath and forced to live the rest of your life with the sly, cunning, evil, but perfectly brilliant me.
It would be my honor.
Uh-oh.
I've waited thousands of years for this moment. Kiss me, my love.
You're not allowed to. It's Power Rangers. Oh! I did not see this coming.
Normally kiss on the first date.
What? The servant. I've been tricked.
Exactly. You asked for some cake.
I totally did not see that coming.
One mythical hammer coming up.
Yeah. You did it. You said it worked.
Hey, nobody tricks me and gets away with it.
She's pretty smart, but now you gotta do this part. Oh, Flurries is back. Time for another fight.
Sorry to ruin the moment.
Ready! Overdrive!
Accelerate!
Why doesn't Thor have the hammer? And he knows martial arts? Anyway, as I was pointing out earlier, oh, that was kind of a sick move, actually. As I was pointing out earlier, this guy plays the dad in Ninja Steel, who by the end can also morph into the Ninja Steel Red, just with a different sash. This is interesting music, but it's not really good for fighting music. Why?
Rangers, the Fearcats are attacking the city. You need to split up.
We'll take the Fearcats. Tizon, stay here with Thor.
You got it. I'll catch up.
Let's roll.
I feel like it should be the other way around, but okay. Uh-oh, he's got his hammer now, y'all.
Whoa! Divine intervention!
You're a powerful god. But when I get the jewels, we'll see who has more power.
Thanks, Thor.
Wait a minute. Oh, no, I guess it's okay. I mean, Tizon is from another planet, right? This...
Sorry, I'm late.
How does he handle with the whole god thing? Guess he's fine with it.
Such warriors.
Whoa. If you can. Good catch. Oh.
We need some help.
Yeah.
Got a whole other Megazord. Or a bunch of another set of Zords. Oh. Or Thor.
They're all yours, Rangers.
Drive Max Ultra Zord. Activate.
See? Oh, they got out.
This isn't the end, Rangers.
So if the cannon doesn't work alone, and the hammer doesn't work alone,
it would make sense to
what if you
together?
Shoot the hammer?
Smart. Hold on to your lunch pails and cross your knuckles.
Oh, boy. That definitely worked. Did it shoot the hammer or shoot a blast from the hammer? Shot the hammer. However, I should point out that most people shouldn't be able to pick up the hammer, right? Look, it's a thing. Where's Thor?
Not the jewel, but it's something important.
Thank you for all your help.
Thank you for getting my hammer back. Good luck on your quest, Rangers. Let's get this relic back to the mansion.
Not so fast! Oh, you don't have enough time for this. Oh, he's gonna get it, huh? Yeah.
No!
That was a lot of work to lose it. But, you know, it kind of makes sense, because that's what their usual plan is. Let the Rangers get it, and then we'll take it at the end. This wasn't terrible, but I feel like, one, Loki fell for that trick way too easily. Not to mention the fact that there's no way in real life that Spencer could pass as Ronnie. Just saying. In any event, I feel like that was a rather short episode padded out with all the fighting. This doesn't seem like the fighting was super necessary for a lot of it. And they were combining episodes. But what you gonna do? Alright, so next time out, we've got our 18th episode of the series. And that is Out of Luck. Until then, I hope you all have a great time. Take care of yourselves.
And may the power protect you.
Thank you for listening to Ranger Chronicles. Feedback for the show can be sent to prchronicles@gmail.com. Or feel free to leave a comment on the show's posting at powerrangerchronicles.com. Ranger Chronicles is now on Patreon. If you'd like to support the show, please visit patreon.com/rangerchronicles for more information. All images and music heard on the show are copyright their respective copyright holders and are used for entertainment purposes only. No infringement is intended. This show is dedicated to everyone, both in front of the camera and behind the scenes, who have worked to bring us Power Rangers since 1993. Ranger Chronicles is a proud member of the Two True Freaks Internet Radio Network. Please be sure to stop by twotruefreaks.com to check out more great shows. Thank you, and may the power protect you.